Hello everyone, and happy Thursday in this sixth week of Easter as we move towards the Ascension weekend already. Our time is flying. I'm at my workplace at Blacktown at the IFM today and looking out the window, pretty grey old day with some rain. So wherever you are, I hope you're well and safe. Driving from Emu Plains to Blacktown this morning, I was listening to the news and just clearly there's so much cause for us to hold the world in our hearts for all sorts of reasons, but certainly for pandemic reasons as well. Apparently the last 24 hours, the highest recorded number of cases since the pandemic began, worldwide reports that is, and in a country like Brazil, the highest number of deaths in the last 24 hours. More than 1,000 people have lost their lives in that 24 hours. So yeah, remarkable reasons for us to be really holding the world in our hearts. I was speaking to some people in the far north of India last night, just to check on them in light of the cyclone coming in off the Bay of Bengal, which has taken life and destroyed many homes. So holding those people also in our hearts, who are, imagine dealing with that crisis whilst you're also dealing with COVID outbreak, and then not far from there, just in Bangladesh, the biggest refugee camp in the world, 1 million people, many of them Rohingya Muslims, who are displaced from Burma or Myanmar, reports of COVID there starting to take hold. And so imagine in a crowded shoulder-to-shoulder refugee camp with an outbreak of the pandemic there, how that leaves people feeling and fearing. So yeah, lots of reasons for us to extend our hearts and to really give our concerns for the world. Today's parish blog post, I've got the readings in there, as you'll see, the readings of today's Mass, and I'm not going to put a homily reflection in down below, but just instead I'm focused on just one part of the normal Mass prayers, as I've done a number of times in the past weeks, just taken one of the prayers of the Mass and taken a special focus on it. And so today I've just taken those blessing prayers just at the time when the bread and wine are prepared at the altar. And so I've shared a reflection on that down below in relation to the thanks theme that they highlight, and that's also the reason for that fun choice of a few of the images in today's blog post. So enjoy your reflection on the readings, and hope you have some good insights, and I'll share a reflection further down below on those prayers of the Mass.